Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome to the weekend edition of Live the Promise. You know, it's an honor to do this journey with you. Well, in just a moment, you'll hear about my time with Dan and Sandy Adler and Heart of the City Worship Band. This is an inspirational team of men and women who reach across the lines of age and ethnicity to strengthen the body of Christ, and I cannot wait for you to hear their music. But first, I want to let you know that if you're new to Faith Radio, we would love to connect with you. We've got a new listener packet that we want to send to you with resources and information on our ministry and programming. Just call us at 877-93-FAITH and leave a message on the Faith Line with your name and your address. Or you can go to our website, myfaithradio.com, and click on the About tab and get us your information that way. You know, it's our gift to you, and we would love to bless you and welcome you to Faith Radio. As I mentioned, I've got my friends Dan and Sandy Adler along with their massive worship band. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Wait till you hear them. Let me tell you about Dan and Sandy. And then one by one, they'll introduce their band members. We're going to have lots of live music and some off of their album. And as I said, the testimonies you're going to hear are going to just really minister to you. So let me tell you about my guests, and we'll get them on. Dan and Sandy Adler co-founded Heart of the City Ministries to build bridges between races and denominations. Their heart is to encourage, strengthen, and unite the diverse body of Christ in their area through celebrative music worship experiences. Dan and Sandy lead these events with their 22-piece interracial Heart of the City worship band. They've released several worship CDs, including It All Belongs to You, What We Really Need, and With One Voice. Last time they were on, God moved in such a significant way. If you listened and you remember this, we were all moved to tears. We couldn't even speak for a moment there. And God showed up, and we were really asking the Lord to move again in this hour, believing you're going to be ministered to. If you want to learn more about the ministry, find them on the web at heartofthecity.org. Dan and Sandy, welcome. They're in the next studio, so we're navigating something different today. Hey. But welcome, guys.
Hello. Hello. Hey.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Don't you just love it? It's going to be so fun. All right. So, Adlers, if you would, before we start hearing from your dear friends, give us your heart, your vision for why you started Heart of the City Ministries in the first place. Dan first, and then Sandy second.
Okay. I don't know if Sandy needs to share because I could probably cover it.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's fine with that.
And that's the theme of our life.
You know, we started Heart of the City. It's been 18 years we've been doing this now. And really started at Promise Keepers was a big influence on me in doing this thing. And really looking at the church being incredibly divided, racially divided, so ethnically segregated. Most of our churches are either a white church or a black church or a Hispanic church. And, you know, Hmong, East Indian, whatever it might be, they're all separate for some reason. And then we divide denominationally. And then a lot of our white churches, we divide by generations because nobody can do the other people's music. We got to have it our way. So we have three or four different services where we segregate based on generational things. And so Heart of the City is really trying to stand in the face of that. We're a multi-ethnic band. We have 11 different ethnicities in our whole group. But we're also multi-generational. We have people from their 20s up to their 60s in our band. And it's just awesome. It's a beautiful thing, and we're really trying to give a beautiful picture of what that looks like. And then musically, our music is really broad in that getting a taste of all these different things coming together as one new nation out of many nations.
Sandy, thank you, Dan. That's just amazing. Sandy, tell me how this process, this journey over the last almost 20 years has changed you as a Christ follower.
Wow, individually. There's just no going back. We've talked about that a lot. And you can't see church the same. You can't see the body of Christ the same when you've entered into worship like this. And I think the whole band would agree with that. And this band is so incredible because everybody's in it about the mission of the band. We're here because we believe in the vision of it, because we sure ain't in it for the money, you know. And so it's really incredible for me to see these professional level musicians who sacrifice time and do it for pennies to come and be a part of this incredible movement of unity. And, you know, it really is like picking rocks from a field a lot of times. You're just putting it on the radar of so many churches. You have to fight for it all the time for it to matter. And yet we really do feel like it's the future of the church, of the kingdom of God. It is the way America looks. And the church needs to be at the forefront of that instead of always catching up with what's going on in the world. And so I think all of us as individuals, we just love each other. We're just changed by this interaction with each other. To go back to a monoethnic perspective on worship is impossible. It just feels impossible.
Yeah, and then you look at your band. To me, it's a slice of heaven. It's what heaven's going to be like. And the way that you all, in your own right, are really phenomenal musicians, but more than that, you're worshipers. And so to come together, you're modeling something for us that we have to pay attention to and learn from.
Right.
And so one by one, you're gonna get to know these precious band members, and they all have stories on their own. And so, Dan, why don't you introduce the first two that you want to talk about?
The first person I want to introduce, and again, in the studio today, we have nine of our singers, and so we couldn't fit the whole band in here. The drum kit wouldn't quite fit in the corner. so we brought our singers in, and... Jessica McIntosh is one of our East Indian singers, and she's been with our group for, I don't know, how long have you been with us, Jess?
Since 2004.
Oh, wow.
Since 2004,
yeah.
Sorry.
and it's been great to have her as part of our ministry, and she's got kind of a cool background. So Jessica's going to share a little bit about her background.
So I grew up in an East Indian background, the Sikh religion, and a lot of people don't even know who the Sikh community is, and the Sikh population is definitely more populated in California and New York. And so the song that I grew up to is a Bhangra song that we're going to sing here. And, you know, when I became a Christian, it was difficult for me to leave my Indian background, like the culture, traditions that I you know, grew up to that I was so, immersed in. And so when becoming a Christian, going to church, it was interesting to just separate that and understand what part I could continue to embrace and what parts I couldn't embrace anymore. And so this, Bhangra is a music and dance that I grew up to. And so I had this conversation with Dan one day and just said, it would be just awesome if I could, we could just come up with something for Bhangra. And so this song really represents that for me, and it's unbelievable that this song has been created for worship and for dance.
And so much of what we try to do is take back the music of the world, regardless of what it's been used for in the past, sanctify it, redeem it, use it to worship the one true God. And out of Eastern religion, Indian Hinduism, which is based on pluralism, the belief that there are many, many hundreds and thousands of gods, the name of this song is One True God. And so it's taking back that wonderful East Indian style and using it to worship the one true God.
Very good.
This song was one of the hardest songs I've ever written. Jessica asked me to write this, and I was like, I'm going, okay, I'll try. Because I write the music that we do, and I've been able to somehow write all these different diverse styles, but I never even heard of Bhangra music, so I'm going, oh, okay. So I spent about 6 months on YouTube listening and watching, but it was all in different languages, and it was like, the harmonic structure and everything was very strange, and so I'm going, oh, man, how can I do this? And I almost quit. After about 6 months of working on it, I just said, okay, this is stupid. I can't do this. And then I just retried one thing, and it all just came together so cool. And then we integrated Ryan Daniel, who's here with us, too, in doing this. He does this. He's from Trinidad, and he does this Caribbean rap as part of this thing. And it all just came together so great. So the words on each verse kind of contrast the beliefs of pluralism or Hinduism versus Christianity. So this involves a big band, so we're going to do an MP3, a recording of this song versus a live song. So this is the song One True God.
There's no one who is like him. He's a whole new one. Nations will bow to him. He must end his way, not to slow and to breathe. So lift him up and give the Father a show. And in the name of Jesus, every demon get low. The earth declare his glory and the people lift him up. So Father, hear our prayer, let your Holy Spirit drop. God made the sky and the grass as it grows. The bird up in the air and the fish up in the seas. Look at all the cattle and the flower and the bees. He said, no, the man, not the slow and the breeze. So lift him up.
Wow, he took our shame, so we praise his name. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. That was the Heart of City Worship Band, and they're all about worship and bringing the races together. No more of this division. And I just want to ask real quick, that was an amazing, amazing song. Beautiful. And Jessica, thanks for setting that up, and Dan and Sandy. We've got people listening all over the Upper Midwest. If they want the Heart of the City Band to come, what you're asking is to come together for a night of worship. Maybe explain what that looks like so people understand why you guys travel. As Sandy said, you're doing this for pennies, but it's for the purpose of the ministry. But if a church was to host you, what does that exactly mean?
Well, we're just trying to, if this church will serve as a host church to facilitate bringing other churches in their community together, that's what we're trying to accomplish. So we kind of bring the music and all the diversity that's represented there, but then the hope is that church would host us to say, all right, we know other churches in the community, and if we can invite them, they come together, and we all have a night of worship together. And during our gatherings like that, we always have a time we all break up and we pray together. And I think that's one of the most important things we do, is getting people to pray from different denominations and different ethnic backgrounds and pray for unity in the body of Christ and pray for the lost.
You know, Dan, I'll never forget this. You said this probably 20 years ago. We were sitting in the living room talking, and your vision and conviction wasn't just racial reconciliation. It really was the unity of the body of Christ. And you were saying there's a wealthy church on one end of the block and a poor church at the other end, and they're dealing with broken crayons and no supplies. Why can't the wealthier church reach out and supply for the smaller church, the struggling church? And we're the body of Christ. And so this really is a call for us to be together. And, introduce your next guest, your next worship team member, and this next song.
All right, our next guy here is Ryan Daniel. Ryan Daniel is from Trinidad and Tobago. Yep. He also has his own hip-hop band. He just got second place in the Rockzilla contest.
Congratulations.
So Ryan was the guy who did the rap in that last song, but Ryan, why don't you share something here?
Great to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you.
You know, I was just thinking, and I was, you know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time for everything, a time to live and a time to be born. And if we think about that time of birth, it's 9 months. And in that 9 months, we're insulated and we're protected. But then all of a sudden, we're born and the world starts rushing in. And all of a sudden, we can't really cope. And to me, it's kind of like, this is what Heart of the City was for me. I came to Minnesota as this young Caribbean boy, kind of insulated with my own worldview, my own ideas from a completely different culture. And what Heart of the City has done for me, it gave me the tools to communicate what needs to be done when the world comes rushing in. And I think that's important for a lot of organizations, religious organizations. Yeah. You know, we are struggling now because the world has rushed in, and a lot of times we don't really know how to communicate. You know, we're in Minnesota, and, Minnesota has the second most Liberian population outside of Liberia. So Liberia's here. Yeah. The most Tibetans outside of Tibet. So Tibet is here. So as religious and Hmong and Somalians, they're all here. So the challenge for even my church and our organization is, okay, you know, maybe we've started with a group of people and it was great and the Lord used it and it blessed it. But then suddenly we have found ourselves on this place where we have to be able to communicate and reach out to people that are completely different from us. And that's what Heart of the City has really encouraged me to do. Dan and Sandy have been great mentors. And I totally support and this ministry is just simply awesome. I say you guys should play that more. Thanks.
Yeah, I think what Ryan said, just to add to that, the idea that we almost every church would love to have diverse people come to their church, but our approach is almost like you can come and be a guest here forever as a guest because this is our church. And I think what we have to see is the nations have come here. Mm-hmm. We have to let our churches change with the nations as people come. Mm-hmm. And music is part of that.
Amen.
This next song we're going to do a live song here called It All Belongs to You. And give it a shot here. Everybody got your headphones on?
She's looking the other way.
Oh, she's looking. Here we go. I'm going to start this off. Here we go.
Cheer. Live and live. Online. For the kingdom. Yeah.
It all belongs to you. Every single thing. You deserve the best.
Jesus, you're the king.
Jesus, you're the king.
It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you. You bought us with a price.
Thank you, Lord.
We offer up ourselves a living sacrifice.
One more.
It all belongs to you. Every single thing. You deserve the best. Jesus, you're the king. It all belongs to you. You bought us with a price. We offer up ourselves a living sacrifice. My gifts, my talents, all the things I have for free. They're for your glory, Lord, for you and not for me. All my possessions, all the things I choose to buy, I offer you cause I'm your servant, here am I. It all belongs to you, every single thing. You deserve the best, Jesus, you're the king. It all belongs to you, you bought us with a price. We offer up ourselves a living sacrifice. The way I spend my money, how I spend my time. The choice is up to you, it's yours, Lord, it's not mine. All my devotions, all the praises I can bring belong to you alone, cause Jesus, you're the king. It all belongs to you, every single thing. You deserve the best, Jesus, you're the king.
It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
You bought us with
a price.
Yes, sir.
We offer up ourselves a living sacrifice.
Here we go.
For you gave your life unselfishly.
What'd he do?
You paid the price to ransom me.
That's what
you
did.
You washed my sin and made me new.
That's right.
Now everything I am,
it belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
So you led me, got me. Show me where to go. Get me saved in the sun. Keep me warm when it's snowing.
Yes,
and you come on the winds when it blow. When I want to need you, God, to give you the praise. And I know that salvation is sure. If I believe that Christ is the door, ain't nothing that you can't do. Cause it all belongs to you, to you, to you, to you.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
It all belongs to you. 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 Not me.
Yes, sir.
You. You. You.
It all belongs
it
to you.
All belongs to you. You.
All the glory,
you.
All the honor,
and not
all the
me.
Power. Yeah.
It all belongs to you.
You. You.
And it all belongs to you. You. You deserve the best.
You.
It's not me.
It all
you.
Belongs to you.
You. You.
You bought it.
It all belongs to you.
You offer up
you.
Ourselves.
You.
A living
sacrifice.
Here we go.
It all belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
Every it all belongs to you.
You
deserve the
Jesus,
best.
You're the king.
Jesus, you're the king.
It all belongs to you.
You belongs to you.
You bought us with a price.
It all belongs to you.
You
offer up ourselves.
You
deserve not me.
Oh, my goodness. Let's give ourselves a hand. I'm including myself. Let's give ourselves a hand. That was absolutely amazing. Honestly, if you could see these friends crammed in the second studio, multiple voices on just a few
not
mics.
A pretty sight.
It's actually beautiful. But I'm telling you, I mean, it's like not the ultimate, you know, setup for like a concert, and yet they sound stellar. That was amazing, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I pray that you'll invite these friends to your church and host a night, a Heart of the City night, where you're worshiping together, the one true God. It all belongs to him. Dan, you've got a couple more friends to introduce us before the break. Who are they now?
Yeah, I'm going to just Joyce Perez. Joyce, hi there, Joyce. Joyce is you're the baby of our group right now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, a baby. She looks like a baby.
baby who just had a baby in the last couple of years. Joyce, why don't you tell us where you're from?
I'm from Brazil. I've been in the U.S. for 6 years now.
Okay. And she started singing with us maybe...
2008.
Okay, yeah.
So it's been 5 years.
Yeah. So Joyce is our Brazilian influence, and I've always loved bossa nova music. And so it was just like it was a big permission for me to do a bossa nova song with Joyce and the band. So we're going to sing that in a little bit here. And I also want to introduce Edwin Adorno. Edwin is our Hispanic guy that we got in here today.
Buenas tardes.
He's a New Yorker Rican.
New York Rican.
Yeah, New York Rican, is it? Yeah.
And proud.
Yeah, and proud. Yes. And loud.
He's been with you for a long time, hasn't he, Dan?
Yeah, Ed's been like so. I think he was in the band before I was.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
I may be your father.
Ed's definitely not the baby of the band. I was just going to just have Ed share just briefly about the Hispanic population of the Twin Cities, Hispanic churches, and kind of, you know, I think one of the great ironies that I see often in many of our churches is we send people to Mexico. Raise $1,500 a person or something, go to Mexico, do missions trips. Those are all wonderful things to do. But then we've got Latinos everywhere around us in Latino churches, lots of them that don't have very little finances, you know, don't have youth groups. Or some of them are doing great, some are difficult. But it's like just the irony that we don't do anything. And again, that's a big statement. But many of us don't do anything with those who are here, and yet we'll go over there and come back. And just share your heart about that a little bit.
Well, I think it's no secret that the Latino population has just exploded in the last few years across the country and even here in Minnesota. I don't know what it is about us. We're like rabbits. We just, reproduce. But I got to tell you, there's a saying in the Latino community, si se puede, which means yes, we can. It's normally connected with the immigration movement. But just being with Heart of the City for 15-plus years really has shown me that yes, we can. Yeah. Yes, we can come together, not leave our churches, not forsake our cultures and our languages and our traditions, but come together as a body of Christ.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. It's been a privilege.
Edwin, you say that so well, and you make such a good point that there is a comfort in your culture. So the invitation is come out and be together, but still honor and embrace your culture, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what drew me to this band at Bethel Hall, at the Benson Grade Hall at Bethel College, was when I first saw them up there. The great musicianship, the great voices, and just the visual, wonderful visual. Mm-hmm. And I just called them the following week and said, can I sing with you guys? I practically begged them.
Yeah.
And so thank you for having me.
And that is the thing, that's one of the things I think we bring to the table is when we go to churches, a lot of people have never seen diversity in worship, and they can't imagine it happening. You know, how could white people do gospel music? How could a Hmong person do Latin stuff?
And because it's such a point of division for most, right?
And because we subculture, and we never heard anything other than that.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah.
We are having a great time. We have Heart of the City in studio. I wish you could see them. We might have to post a few pictures because they are crammed. But they like each other, so it's going really well. When we come back, we'll hear more from band members, some testimonies and stories that will boggle your mind, and more live music with Heart of the City. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So excited about today's show. I have our friends Dan and Sandy Adler and the Heart of the City Worship Band crammed into the second studio. They're singing live, talking about racial reconciliation. And I just strongly encourage you to invite this amazing team out to your church because, as Ed said before the break, even the visual of this racially diverse worship band, these people love God, love each other, and they're an example of really, it's a slice of heaven as far as I'm concerned. And so their music is so diverse, and they are proving that we don't have to divide along all these lines and not even exist with each other. And Jesus created us as one, and it blesses him when we walk in unity. And so before the break, Dan, you introduced Ed and Joyce, and you've got a song now that you're going to introduce.
Yeah, this song is going to feature Ed Adorno and Joyce Perez. This is a bossa nova Brazilian-style song in English and Spanish and Portuguese called I Sing to You, My Savior.
sing to you, my Savior. I sing to you with gratitude. All I am, I owe you. I sing to you, my Savior, for all of the hope to bring just for you. To sing. You are the water for my thirst. You are the one who loved me first. You are the one who's always near. You chase away my fear. You are the morning for my sin. You let my life begin again. You are the love I've waited for. It's you that I adore. Only you could save me from the shame of my sin and set me free. So I'll sing all my days. As a sacrifice of praise.
Te cantaré, mi Salvador. Te cantaré con gratitud. Lo que soy, lo debo a ti. Te cantaré, mi Salvador, por la esperanza que me das.
Absolutely beautiful. You know what just struck me is watching you all just own this music. As we were saying, Dan, before the break, this is such a dividing point among Christians. Like, that's not my music. This is my music.
Yeah.
Well, you've really invited these friends to cross cultural lines of their own, where they're like, oh, that's not my music. But
exactly.
You can tell it's become their music, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. And that's like our idea is to take our music and their music and make a bigger our music. And make the us and them a bigger us.
Amen.
You know, and that's what God has called us to. You know, and you said it's a taste of heaven, and it is, but it's supposed to be a taste of earth.
That's
it's
right.
It's supposed to be the church on earth. That's what we're
right.
supposed
yeah,
to be like
right.
normal. That's normal Christianity in the Bible.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Okay, Sandy friend, how about you introduce Karen?
One of the wonderful things that God has blessed Dan with is this prolific songwriting ability that's just, I've never known anyone who writes so many songs as Dan. There probably are people, but he is just, songs pour out of him from every emotion and experience that he's going through. And so what has been amazing is to see with Heart of the City how this has inspired him with this multicultural just palette that he's had to work from. And we've had over the years a couple Native American singers, and our current singer is Karen Austin. She's going to share her incredible testimony here in just a minute. But as we brought Native Americans into our band, Dan was really, again, thinking in terms of the expression of this culture, the heart and soul of the Native people. And when he wrote these songs, he really tapped into the imagery that exists in the Native American culture, which is such a beautiful thing. And, you know, in the history of Native Americans, as Christianity was brought to America for the first time, so often, and I'm sure there were unbelievable, authentic, wonderful missionaries, but so often what was brought instead was Europeanism mixed in with Christianity, which was actually very harmful and damaging. And in the process, people's names and heritage and culture and music and dress, their schools, their tribes were taken away and replaced with European schools, European dress, ways of living, and that really marred the Native American mind ability to embrace the Christianity for what it really was. And there really wasn't that big of a leap. They already had such an understanding of a one great spirit, a reverence for creation, to introduce them to Christ, to the one true God, to the one, the name of that one great spirit, wasn't as big of a leap as it was made into. And so there's a lot of pain in the Native American community, and it's why it's been called the white man's religion. Mm-hmm. And there's still such a low, low percentage of natives that have come into the kingdom. And so even embracing that and understanding that, we're hoping that those statistics can change in the future. But this next song is called He Rides the Clouds. And there's native flute at the beginning. That's been this other piece that we've introduced. I was a woodwind player in high school, and Dan bought me this native flute for my birthday, and we started playing it on just a couple songs. And people were so enthralled with the sounds of the native flute that they would ask us if we had projects just around that. And so we actually recorded an instrumental called Wind of the Spirit that's all native flute and guitar, and that's what you'll hear a little bit on this song. But He Rides the Clouds is taken from that kind of imagery that's dear to the heart of the Native American, as well as straight out of Scripture, which shows that, you know, that's such a heart of the Lord as well. And now you get to hear from Karen and her amazing testimony.
Hello, my name's Karen. I'm Sioux Indian from the Standing Rock Reservation. I was taken off the reservation at the age of 3 because I was severely frostbitten and left out in the cold. They put me in countless foster homes from the ages of 3 to 6. At the age of 6, I got adopted into a white family, and I stayed with them for about 5 years. And then at the age of 12, I became a severe, severe runaway. I ran all over the United States. And I experienced being abducted a few times, robbed and raped. I got kidnapped and beat for months. At the age of 18, I did ask the Lord into my heart, but I fell away and became an alcoholic and a drug addict. Drugs almost took me out. I started to cry out to God at the age of 29, because alcohol and drugs were, I was dying from them. And I would go to the hospital about once or twice, and they'd have to revive me again. Finally, I just cried out to God, and I put this Christian radio station on, and I heard God's voice, and I heard this song, and I heard God's voice say, "It's time to come back, my child. It's time to come back. It's time to come back, my child." And I heard his voice, and I was so dying from drugs and alcohol that I thought, you know, I was going to heaven then. I thought, God, I'm going to heaven now because I heard your voice. And in one day, Jesus set me free and healed me from drugs and alcohol in one day.
Thank the Lord.
And I've never been the same. Yeah. I've always remembered that.
Amen. You know, Karen, I think someone's listening today who heard you say it's time to come home, and that's God's words to them as well. I think it's no mistake that you're in studio with us today. We honor the Lord in you and your story. And so can you tell us what this song, He Rides the Clouds, means to you?
You know,
It's okay.
I'll say a little bit while she's working on her thoughts there. I wrote this song for Karen with Karen in mind, kind of telling her story with the idea that you know, a lot of Native Americans who have become Christians, they don't call it Christianity now, they call it the Jesus way, which I like. I like that. And, you know, God, he's so powerful, he's so huge and so amazing. You know, he stoops down and reaches us in the darkest of place. And Karen went through such terrible, terrible things, and yet God has so changed her and blessed her, and she's such a delight for us to have in the group. And
wow,
she's all emotional right now.
That's all right. Bless you, Karen. And we're going to hear this song, He Rides the Clouds.
Thank you.
All power in his hand.
That is powerful. He rides the clouds. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We have the Heart of the City Worship Band in studio. If you want to invite this powerful team to your church, you can find them on the web, heartofthecity.org. This is just going by way too fast, Dan. I wonder if you could introduce Rick and Jody.
Yeah, Rick Murphy has been with us from the beginning, weren't you?
1997.
So 1 year in, so 17 years he's been singing with us.
Wow.
Rick, sure,
wow.
Rick.
Yeah, go ahead. I was introduced to the band by our older gentleman over here.
Papa Edwin.
Rick's an African-American guy, by the way.
You have to remind him of that.
Yeah. They can't see.
That's cool. I was a part of Promise Keepers along with Ed, and Ed said, Rick, you've got to try this band. We'd really like to have your voice join in, and I came and met Dan and the group, and I just haven't gone back since, I tell you. One of the things that keeps me here, I think, is Dan's lyrics, his wonderful, prolific lyrics. You know, I just look at any of the songs that he's written, and I am very much inspired by just about everything he does. So I give God the glory for that.
Amen.
And I have to say that for being able to go some of the places that we've been, some of the churches that we've been, some of the other locations that we've worshiped, and we've brought different races with us, and we try to get them to come with us, that has been the chore, I think, the thorn in our side and the cross that we bear. So I call out to everyone who is listening, if you're involved in a church that is predominantly another race, join us.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
Come and join us in worship.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And another one of our singers who's been with us for about that long, maybe 17 years, maybe 16 years, is Jody Sellers, who's done a CD of her own, a great singer herself. Jody?
She's our Pentecostal girl.
Yeah, there we go. Hey. Well, I've been very passionate about singing ever since I was 6 years old. I can remember asking my father, evangelist Lonnie Kelly, if I could sing before he would preach. But the Lord really dealt with my heart, and he said, Jody, I didn't call you to be famous. I called you to make my son famous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is our endeavor. Yeah. It's difficult to put it down, and you have to ask the Lord, Lord, I give what my heart longs for to you so that you empty me out of all the self, of all the desire for the accolades of fans, for the notoriety, for the approval of fellow musicians, and instead pour me out as an offering that my priority would be when I stand before your throne and before your face, I was found doing everything that you had called me to do.
Indeed. Amen. Indeed. Amen. Okay, so you're going to sing We Can Do Together. And I'm wondering, Dan, if just go right after that, go right into Amazing Grace. You can pause for a moment, and then we'll be wrapping up the show.
So we're going to do Amazing Grace after that, you guys.
And get ready.
I'm just
throwing that at him, right, but you can do it.
We're going to do one chorus at the beginning. Not two, okay? Just one chorus at the beginning. So, Jody, get right in there. Okay. Here we go.
Every tongue and nation, we're united in love, souls of everyone. And if we work together, we can see this battle won. Yeah. Let's join our forces side by side and heal the wounded, kill our pride. And through the love of God, it can be done. We can do together. We cannot do apart. We can change the way things are if we have a change of heart. Just like Nehemiah, who needed everyone to reveal the what. We can do together what we cannot do. Together what we cannot do. Together what we cannot do apart. We can do together. We can do together.
We can do together.
We can do together.
We can do together. Change your heart.
We can do together.
Heal the sick, feed the poor, to share the gospel. So much more. Black and white united at last. Together, the prejudice in the past. Brother to brother, hand in hand. Take the gospel to this land. Yeah, yeah.
We can do together.
We can. We can.
We can do together.
Sing it.
Is this a good key for you guys? Amazing. Yeah, it's a little high right here. Sandy, what's this?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Heart of the City. You guys are absolutely amazing. Oh, what a gift. What a gift. The U.S. is a mission field, and we can't do this unless we come together. And Lord bless you. Father, I pray for Heart of the City, each and every one of these dear friends. I pray you'd minister in them, to them, through them, and you'd expand their territory and horizons beyond their wildest dreams. Lord, thank you, God, that you are the one true God. And that you call us to oneness. Forgive us, God, for the many ways we divide. Help us to come together in this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. You can find this whole interview on our website at myfaithradio.com, along with podcasts from Faith Radio Mornings, Connecting Faith, and Everyday Relationships. Be sure to tune in on Monday for Live the Promise. I'll be talking with Andy Crouch, Executive Editor of Christianity Today, about how to trust God with our lives and give up control. Well, finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.